Remember, anytime you shop on AmeriDroid.com, use the coupon code CAT5TVSupporter at checkout. No matter what you're buying, you'll get a buck off your final total, and 10% of the sales profit will be donated back to Category 5 TV to help us produce videos like these. We moved into our new studio space in the height of the pandemic. Contractors weren't allowed to work at the time, and even hardware stores were closed, so I couldn't get a conduit installed to run cables into our studio space from the production room. Nor could I even buy a hacksaw to cut up the single piece of ABS pipe that I had on hand. So I simply made do by drilling a hole between the two rooms, and I laid the ABS into the hole, and that was just there to protect the cables. And it's makeshift, and it's messy, but it got us through the past few months. But now I'm ready. I want to find a solution that is going to be more permanent, and it's going to look better. So I started looking into ready-made solutions out there, and stuff that I could do myself without having to hire someone else with, you know, all the mad skills to do contractor work and everything. I wanted to be able to do it, save some money as well. So as it turns out, AmeriDroid's Easy Portal product is exactly what I was looking for. It's designed for running cables between rooms, you know, for networking or things like that, but ideal for basically any type of cables. If you need to go through walls or through the floor, through a desktop or ceiling tiles, it's really, really easy, and it's much more tidy looking, and it protects your cables as they're passing through as well. Easy Portal doesn't require any special tools or skills to install, which is perfect for me. No skills when it comes to carpentry and things like that. But as long as you've got a hole saw, which I do, or some other kind of tool that will be able to cut the hole to the right size for your Easy Portal, depending on which one you buy, Easy Portal provides a clean pass-through for your cables. And it's complete with the finished flange, which I'm going to show you up close and personal here, on both sides of the hole. It's customizable to meet your needs with port diameters all the way from itty-bitty ones like this, half inch, to 2 inches. And this guy here is the 2-inch model, or maybe a little bit bigger than that. This one is a custom one that we had built. But I have a 3-inch hole saw in order to drill the hole that I need for this particular Easy Portal. So keep in mind, of course, the diameter is the inner diameter. So when you're ordering it, that's the size of the hole, not the actual size that's going to be required for the hole through your wall. So just keep that in mind. In addition to that, the thickness of your wall can be anywhere from 0.4 inches, so very, very small, to 16.15 inches. So the smaller one is really ideal for, say, something like the ceiling tile. So this is going to be great when we're doing lighting, if you need to hang a projector in your projector room or something like that with a drop ceiling, this will go perfectly on the tile. So you just drill the hole, screw it together, and you've got this nice little pass-through for the cables to go through. And of course, you can choose the diameter. If you need something wider for the HDMI cable or something like that, you can go with something that's going to be, you know, smaller this way, but a little bit larger as far as the hole diameter goes. If you contact AmeriDroid at the time of your order, you can even custom print your Easy Portal in any of the 13 colors that they have available. So in my case, I actually wanted to have a different color on each side of the wall, with the green being in the main studio since that matches our logo color, and white in the production side because the walls in there are like a light gray. So while there's a modest fee for the second color, AmeriDroid was even able to accommodate that request. So it's very, very custom. Plus, as I mentioned, this is an oversized version, a little bit bigger than what's generically available on their site. So I just requested that we get a larger conduit for the amount of HDMI cables and things that I have to pass through for the studio. And they were more than happy to oblige me on that. So very, very cool. Easy Portal are custom, and they are 3D printed at AmeriDroid. So I want to be clear about that. Due to the very process of 3D printing, you're going to get some kind of imperfections visibly, but you can see that that is not affecting the performance of the product at all. So that just screws together and clamps onto the wall. Very, very simple, but very, very nice. So the imperfections are, you know, it's not going to affect usability whatsoever. But if that's a problem for you, just keep in mind these are 3D printed products. So you can see here there is a little bit of imperfection on the visible area. It's very, very minor. And you could actually, just like any 3D printed product, you could, if you wanted to, use a fine grit wet sandpaper and sand that down if you wanted to. You could paint them if you wanted to, but again, the imperfections are just because of the 3D print. And I think that is very, very good. And in fact, this, you know, I'm quite impressed with this. It's really, really good quality and exactly what I needed. So let's see how easy it really is and get the Easy Portal installed. So that's the hole in the, on the bridge, our production room, leading out into the main studio. So you can see all the wires here going in through the pipe.
Yep. Okay.
So we'll just pull that through, and no effort whatsoever to do the installation, you'll see. But for me, it's just getting all this stuff out of the way.
Man, I forgot how big and bulky that pipe was.
Oh, Jeff.
All right.
Speaking of big and bulky, check out our old lights.
That's right, yeah.
Now we're all LED, so anybody want to buy some old lights? Now here, I'm actually kind of measuring all scientific-like the size of the flange to make sure that the hole, because I did pre-drill a hole for the pipe, so I needed to actually make this hole a little bit higher, which is a little bit difficult because I already had a hole there, but I was able to just kind of quickly figure out how much room I needed for the flange. And you can see on the other side, now there's actually a little bit of a broken space.
Yeah.
On the lower part of the other side of the wall. You'll see that in a moment here, even better, Jeff.
Man, right. That's nice and flush.
Yeah, so, but here on the other side, so I came through from that side so that it would line up really well.
Yeah.
But I think that previously there was another hole there that wasn't patched properly, so that's why it kind of cracked at the bottom there.
Right.
Okay. However, I'm lucky because the flange is big enough to cover that. So even though you can see how bad it looks right there on the other side of the wall,
it covers it up.
But yeah, the flange is big enough that it really does cover up any of those kind of, like, the damage look. See that?
Wow, that fits so smoothly.
It's perfect. So
that looks stunning.
And I like that it covers up my horrible hack job. But so super simple. So I'm just do it by hand. And we wondered if it would spin and I needed someone on the other side. And nope, it works perfectly.
Incredible.
So
wow.
I'm pushing that through. So much easier now to run cable through the wall, and it's only going through that wall. I don't have to feed it through a big long pipe,
yeah,
which was part of the problem. I couldn't feed XLR cables through because there's no way to push them through a 10-foot pipe.
That's right, yeah.
So now I've only got 6 inches to go through. It's perfect. So here what I'm doing is I'm binding the cables together using a winding that I picked up off Amazon. So that winding just kind of makes it a lot nicer. It makes it like a snake and binds all the cables together. So then I can kind of hide them in the Easy Portal so you don't see anything other than that snake sticking out. Right. You don't have this mess of wires like I did before, which is kind of what we're up against here at the studio because you have so many cables going to all the cameras and everything. So
yeah. Wow, that is so slick. Well done, Ameridroid.
I like how easy it was, Jeff.
Yeah.
I guess that, smart name, Easy Portal. Look at that. So there's my snake coming out. So there it is on the back of the computer going through the Easy Portal and out to the outside in the studio.
That keeps it so clean.
So there you have it. That's Easy Portal from Ameridroid.com. Don't forget, as you're checking out, use our coupon code CAT5TVSupporter. A buck will come off of your final order, but they will in turn know that you saw this video, and they will throw some money in the Category 5 TV tip jar to help support what we do here at the show. So I appreciate that very much. Whether you're just trying to pass some cables through your drop ceiling or wall or desk at home, or whether you're a contractor, I mean, these are very practical, very easy to install, and anyone can do it if I can do it. And they're very affordable too. So because of the customizability, I think there's just no end to what you could do with these. So, you know, in our case here, we installed one between the two studio spaces for all the HDMI cables. But you can obviously do more. These are going to be used for the lighting that we're going to be hanging off of our drop ceiling. So we're going to get to that as well. but you can get them on Ameridroid.com. Just make sure that you reach out to them when you place your order to request your specific colors and things like that. Thanks for watching.